happy day after Christmas. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. And Elder Dallin H. Oaks of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints wrote about world peace over 20 years ago. Kind of a broad topic. And it's still a really wonderful talk and very relevant today. So I want to share this with you. And even though yesterday was Christmas, peace is something that a lot of us want to seek every day, whether it's in our homes or with communities or in the world around us. And Elder Oaks talks about how many think of peace as the absence of war. And everyone wants that kind of peace. Everyone's always talking about it. But the peace the gospel brings is not just the absence of war, but it is the opposite of war. There's a distinction there. And that gospel peace is the opposite of any conflict, armed or unarmed. It is the opposite of national or ethnic hostilities, of civil or family strife. Well, in the midst of World War I, President Joseph F. Smith declared, "For years it has been held that peace comes only by preparation for war. The present conflict should prove that peace comes only by preparing for peace, through training the people in righteousness and justice and selecting rulers who respect the righteous will of the people. There is only one thing that can bring peace into the world. It is the adoption of the gospel of Jesus Christ, rightly understood, obeyed, and practiced by rulers and people alike." Along those lines, people often may think of the Holocaust as one of the most evil acts that has ever happened in history. And the mass murders of the 20th century are among the bloodiest crimes ever committed against humanity. Well, Elder Oaks goes on to say that we can hardly comprehend the magnitude of the Holocaust murders, the Nazi Holocaust murders, of over 5 million Jews in Europe. Stalin's purges and labor camps that killed 5 to 10 million in the Soviet Union, and the 2 to 3 million non-combatants who were killed or who died of hunger in the Biafran War. And all of these slaughters and others like them were rooted in the ancient wickedness Satan taught that a man could murder to get gain. We have to remember the Ten Commandments: thou shalt not kill, commit adultery, steal, bear false witness, covet. Obedience to these commandments, which are the bedrock moral foundation for all Christians and Jews, would have prevented the greatest tragedies of the century. Have you ever thought of that before? That just following the commandments, that sounds like such a simple thing, but really just following the commandments can prevent so many of these horrible things that happen in the world. Well, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we follow the formula prescribed by the prophet King Benjamin. He taught that those who receive a remission of their sins through the grace of Jesus Christ are filled with the love of God and the knowledge of that which is just and true. That kind of person will not have a mind to injure another, but to live peaceably with all people. Well, think of all of the peaceful ways in your life that can help the lives of others. And try and keep peace in your heart today and going into the new year as well. Walt Whitman said, "Peace is always beautiful." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.